Rock fans know the band Wilco for its blend of country and alternative rock. For a side project, two of Wilco's members teamed up with a pal from the band Sonic Youth to form a third group. It is called Loose Fur. Music critic John Brady has been listening.
One thing is certain about Jeff Tweedy, Glenn Cochy, and Jim O'Rourke of the band Loose Fur. They don't shy away from the big themes. Indeed, on their new album, Born Again in the USA, they tackle nothing less than two of the most elemental forces in human life, love and religion. As it turns out, love hasn't been too kind to the boys in the band. Here's the song Answers to Your Questions, in which a bitter lover lashes out at his ex. Against the backdrop of Jeff Tweedy's delicate and pretty 12-string guitar, the ill will expressed by O'Rourke sounds that much deeper.
You always right to ask. How come I don't write back like I tell you? But then I'd have to write.
At another point, Tweedy laments losing a lover who in the end wasn't much interested in him. His seeming nonchalance and O'Rourke's bouncy piano line mask a more profound hurt at the heart of the song.
She knows what she wants.
Songs about love we expect from pop musicians. Songs about religion we encounter less frequently. So it's a surprise when Tweedy, O'Rourke, and Cochy devote half of their album to singing about religion. They razz the faithful and take obvious delight in poking fun at the pieties of the day. In Thou Shalt Wilt, they offer their impious version of the Ten Commandments. The song's poppy, anthem-like quality makes it sound like a schoolhouse rock version of the Decalogue for the secular set.
Number four is such a pain. The Sabbath thing is so arcane. I don't want to disagree. My only day to sleep in late. Don't take his name in vain. From this one you want to abstain. We must set a clear mandate. The best damn way to conjugate. We're almost to the end. If heaven you want to ascend, just take them out.
There's a lot to recommend here. Tweedy, Cochy, and O'Rourke are gifted pop musicians. Consequently, their songs are alive with creative ideas and inventive musical twists. The emotional range displayed in the songs is also impressive and spans searching doubt to the aggressive machismo of the album's rollicking opener, Hey Chicken.
Hey Chicken, you're out of town.
But what I really like about this album is the way the band marshals rock and roll. The music our culture continues to associate with youth and bends and shapes it to project a more adult state of mind. There's a worldliness here. There's also a certain level of cynicism, a cynicism that comes from advanced dealings with life's frustrations and disappointments.
Don't you know they have names? Forget the mountains, the depths of dreaming. If there's something that you missed, there's something you can find.
This is not to say that the trio has made a deadly serious album stripped of any fun. Quite the contrary. In the barbs they throw religion's way, the trio is funny and entertainingly profane, even as they avoid falling into adolescent vulgarity. And in the songs that deal with love, they captivate with complex shadings of feeling instead of with overwrought emotionalism. The result is a fascinating departure from the standard rock fare.
Music critic John Brady is a writer living in Los Angeles. band is Loose Fur. The album is Born Again in the USA.